Well, I wrote this song because it's been real good for me ever since I started on your show. And yeah. You said one time, once I got to be real famous, I probably wouldn't come back on the show, but I always will. I'm here about as much as you are.
Good friends can say that.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. We can say anything. But I was only kidding because everybody kids you about it.
Yeah.
I only like the show. Well, I think other people do a good job, but I only really like to watch it when you're on.
Thank you.
And I don't call it the Tonight Show. To me, it's the Johnny Carson show.
You're saying all the right things.
No, I'm serious. So,
you want me to hold that for you?
No, I'm going to kick it a little. As good as I can with this nail. But it's all in the words, and it's, you know, I think it is. Now, it's not supposed to be too serious, so. I have come a long way from the hills of Tennessee, and I've worked hard to make the folks back home real proud of me. Now everybody knows my name no matter where I go, but I never really made it till the Johnny Carson show. Dreamed of stardom since I was just a kid, a million-dollar dream beneath this $13 wig. In my bell-bottom jumpsuits with my rhinestones all aglow, I became an overnight success from the Johnny Carson show. From polyester paradise to silken satin frills, from a 48-foot mobile home to a mansion on the hill, from moonshine to rare wine, from a Packard to a Rolls, but I never really made it till the Johnny Carson show. Now there's only one small problem. Sometimes I get disturbed. The folks sometimes get me confused with Monty Rock the Third. But still, I think it's worth it, and I just thought you should know that I'll always owe a special thanks to the Johnny Carson show. I went from pop beads to diamonds, from car coats to fur, from Kmart to Gucci's, from here no telling where, from hillbilly heaven to a penthouse on the coast, but I never really made it till the Johnny Carson show.
Hey, Portland, whoa! Captain, Saturday morning, it's bright and early, it must be, it's country funk time with a somber episode. We opened up with Dolly Parton singing to Johnny Carson on his show back in the day, if you remember, and it was charming, it was delightful. Speaking of delightful, we are here with Pearl from the Hurt Feelings. Hi, Pearl.
Hi, Captain. Delightful I am.
Boy, sometimes. Pearl's a huge Dolly fan. She had to pick some songs. She had to pay tribute to the great woman who has guided her along her path to glory. Right, Pearl?
That is absolutely true. I actually own several Dolly Parton wigs.
So do I. All right, we do his country funk time on 107.1 and 90.1 FM. And we encourage you to peruse the archives. All the shows are there. All those great DJs, all this stuff you might have missed, check it out or listen live. Or just go to xray.fm. That's where it happens. And hit the blue button to donate, because these days, everybody needs some cash, right, Pearl?
I need a lot of cash.
Yeah, it's, oh my Lord.
It's rough out there.
I tried to ship something, and when it cost three times more than the thing I was shipping. It stung.
Did you know that stamps are 75 cents?
No, stamps are 28 cents. Are they really 75 cents? All right.
Brutal.
Wow. Okay. You want to do some more Dolly stuff?
Back to Dolly for sure.
All right. We're going to kind of start off with some of her early career here. She made it on the Opry as a teenager with this song, Puppy Love. Come on now. It's country funk time. Come on, Dottie. Let's see what you got.
And welcome to the show tonight. And I'm going to have to say that this is the greatest thrill of my life, because I always dreamed about the day when I'd be successful at the business that I love so much and get to come back and do a live show for the people that I love, and hope maybe that you'll enjoy it. And I'd like to say thanks also to Mr. Kaz Walker. As most of you know, I started on the Kaz Walker Show when I was 10 years old. And I worked there until I graduated from high school in 1964. That's Sevier County High School. Thank you. Thank you so much. I don't want to wear you out with your applause, so I won't ask you to do nothing else. But I'd like to sing for you now the first song that I ever sung on the radio. And all the time that I worked with Kaz Walker, I think I knew two songs. I know that all of you know what they were, but I'd like to do the first one now that I ever sung on the radio, and it goes like this.
Oh, you said you were my baby. Now I know that you're my baby, but it seems to me that you got a roving eye. So if you want to be my baby, you got to be my baby. You can't keep your and I'm gonna tell you so. So if you wanna be my baby, then you gotta be my baby and be nobody's baby but mine. I said I'd be nobody's baby but mine. Oh. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the real live Dolly Parton.
It's good to be back home again in Sevierville, Tennessee. I'm awful glad to see you. Hope you're glad to see me. Now I'd like to say hello to you and welcome to you all. Now I know I stole this tune from the Wabash Cannonball. From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore. Up the hills and down the mountains and the valleys to the shore. She's mighty tall and handsome. Well,
in the day. As she pulled into the station, you could hear all the people say, there's that train from Tennessee, but she's long and she's tall. She's a famous choo-choo train called the Wabash Cannonball. Yodley, yodley, yodley.
Such a dumb blonde.
The song, right?
Oh, I thought you were talking about me. Yes.
I would never. Out loud.
Dolly, my favorite joke of hers. You know those what? Dumb blonde jokes don't offend me because I know I'm not dumb and I also know I'm not blonde.
She was pretty funny.
Agree.
And she knew about her, but she knew who she was and how to get ahead and then be yourself and I don't know. She was a hero to so many, and you know, everyone was talking about how many hundreds of millions of dollars she gave so that kids could find the joy of reading, and that's pretty cool, right?
It's very cool. She's remarkable.
She was remarkable. I did want to try her cornbread mix, I'm telling you. I didn't realize that she had her own cornbread mix. Isn't a somewhat of a cornbread aficionado. I figured I should have the captain's assessment of the Dolly cornbread. Have you had the pleasure, Pearl?
I didn't know it existed.
She was quite the marketer and merchandiser. So yes, there is some Dolly cornbread mix out there.
I do have a Dolly Parton denim skirt.
Dolly Parton branded?
Yeah, well, it's a partnership, but it looks real nice and trashy, just as it's meant to be.
All right, well, let's hear. Dolly did some great stuff with Porter Wagoner, so let's hear him from their song during the trucker boom. 10-4 over and out. Dolly Parton and Porter Wagoner. Okay, now it's country funk time. Yeah.
Ten four over and out. The way we talk, sometimes you think our love is filled with doubt. But when we're all alone by the fireside of our home, the angry words we spoke that day have forever gone away. Then it's love we talk about, to the world outside we say. 10-4, over and out.
Hello, this is Unit 2 calling Unit 1. This is Unit 2 trying Unit 1. Do you read me, Unit 1? Do you read me?
Yeah, I read you, Unit 2. I sure can read you just like a book is all. And I know what you call for. I know what you're gonna say. I'm gonna be a little bit late. Well, I know you're a little bit late. They're usually 2 or 3 or 4, sometimes even more hours long. And I am sick and tired.
10-4 over and out.
10-4 over and out. The way we talk, sometimes you think our love is filled with doubt. But when we're all alone by the fireside of our home, the angry words we spoke that day have forever gone away. Then it's love we talk about, to the world outside we say. 10-4, over and out.
You better answer me, Unit 2. I'm getting sick of fooling with this CB radio. I'm gonna cram this thing down your throat. Do you read me?
Do I? Golly. I read you, Unit 1, loud and clear, but it seems like there's a little turbulence on the line. Honey, I'm sorry that I'm running so late, but I stopped off here to see this friend of mine that's been awfully, awfully sick. And when I got back to the car, you know this radio had run my battery down. I know it's hard for you to believe.
Oh, I believe you. I really do believe you.
I tried to call you every way.
I'll see you, you. 10-4, over and out.
10-4, over and out. The way we talk, sometimes you think our love is filled with doubt. But when we're all alone by the far side of our home, the angry words we spoke that day have forever gone away. Then it's love we talk about, to the world outside we say. 10-4, over and out.
10-4, baby, I'm gonna have to be clear with you. I'm gonna
move
it on.
Oh, you'll never be clear in your life.
I'm gonna get rid of this radio. It's gonna get me killed.
I'm gonna get rid of that radio.
Everybody in the country knows what we're talking about too. They listen in on it.
I know.
And you're raring at me.
Talking dirty and everything.
10-4. 10-4.
She's been there. God knows she's been there. She has seen and done it all. She's a woman. She knows how to dish it out or take it all. Her heart's as soft as feathers. Still she weathers stormy skies. And she's a sparrow when she's broken. But she's an eagle when she flies. A kaleidoscope of colors, you can toss her round and round. You can keep her in your vision, but you'll never keep her down. She's a lover, she's a mother, she's a friend, and she's a wife, and she's a sparrow when she's broken, but she's an eagle when she flies. Gentle as the sweet.
She's a sparrow when she's broken, but she's an eagle when she flies. She's a sparrow when she's broken, but she's an eagle when she flies. Oh, bless the Lord, she's an eagle when she flies.
I stared at the heavens, my heart full of anger, so mad I was shaking my fist. When out of the darkness, a voice soft and tender said, someday it'll all make sense.
Dolly and Kenny Rogers, Islands in the and a duet with Bill Anderson. You picked that one, right, Pearl?
I did pick that one. It's not a Dolly Parton song. It's a Bill Anderson song, but she duets with him. And I just thought it was very beautiful. There's a lot of Jesus stuff in it. It's not, you know, it's kind of a church
praise,
song.
Praise be.
But I really love the message of it, especially now that we've lost her. It's sort of a reflection of, well, one day, maybe we'll understand. I love it. And then the Kenny Rogers one, come on. I didn't pick that one, you did, but I would have.
I only did because, as I told you privately before the show, as many songs as I know, I have some huge gaps on the mega hits. And I had been to a karaoke party recently, and everyone was going crazy for this song. So I was like, I guess I missed out. So here you go, folks.
It is a karaoke classic, but as the female singer in that duet, I think it's hard to sing because she's got such a nice high voice. and it's just tough. I also want to shout out that Kenny Rogers, he didn't get the same accolades as Dolly. I mean, people love him, but he was a big philanthropist as well. I think he's a great
guy. How did he philanthropize?
Well, aside from his chicken that he gave to the people.
I don't know if that's philanthropic chicken. Kenny Rogers Roasters, for the people. Chicken for the people.
Nah, he just has a saying he painted on the, well, I don't think he painted it. Someone painted it at the Country Music Hall of Fame. It says success without, you know, giving is unacceptable. He believed in sharing his wealth, just like Dolly.
All right. Well, he certainly shared some of his money with his plastic surgeon. Also not philanthropy. I love me some Kenny Rogers. It just, those eyes towards the end look like a Siamese cat. I guess that was a little Kenny. I love you, Kenny. Wherever your essence may be floating, I love you, man. And of course, Dolly. All right, let's move on to some other tunes. We got the Doohickeys. They recently, in the last year or so, did a redo of 9 to 5 Pro. You a fan?
Who is not a fan?
They are tremendous.
They're really good.
They call it 96 because this generation's got to work more to have less, and that ain't right.
Tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen. Check my phone to see what I'm missing. Scroll while I eat so I can get my fix. Rush to get ready and rush out the door. Don't got enough time, yeah, I need more. But there ain't no time when your job is 9 to 6. Working 9 to 6, yeah, one whole hour later than our parents did. But the wages don't get better, they just serve like dicks. And they keep on getting fatter, but the blood don't trickle down. Cure for that hurt. 9 to 6, for an hour we don't get paid, yeah. That's their treatment. They don't count the lunch break till their rocket ships. While employees still go hungry, keep a strap for cash so we come back every Monday. We serve a dream in the form of a fast look. Gotta go to college, but nobody asked if you know how much tuition really is. Hard to find work once you got your diploma. So now the men at the big bank on you for a choice you made when you were just a kid. Working 9 to 6, just to line a boardroom pockets. Yeah, we make them rich and we ain't even on a docket. The whole bunch of pricks who worship down profit. I can't pay my bills just working one job. I also need to work 8 to 1. Yeah, one job just don't cut it. The grind's never done. Working till we kick the bucket. Ain't got time for fun. My free time is just for sleeping. Cause I gotta be up for my morning meeting. My 9 to 6. Working one whole hour later than our parents did. But the way just
from the Bible she had read.
coat of many colors, Joseph wore a pin, she said. Perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it as Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made from only rags, but I wore it so proudly. No, we didn't have much money. I was rich as I could be in my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So with patches on the bridges, holes in both my shoes, in the coat of many colors, well, I started off to school just to find the children laughing, making fun of me in my coat of many colors my mama made. Mama told me while she sewed, and my coat of many colors was worth more than all their gold. They didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see. One is only poor, only if you choose to be. No, we didn't have much money. I was rich.
Really like about you?
No, what?
You're so real.
Well, so are you.
Yeah?
You're just like, well, people.
Hmm.
You know, performers like us get so caught up in the Hollywood hoorah that folks sometimes forget that we're just everyday people.
Yeah, yeah. You want to talk about it?
Not really.
You want to sing about it?
Well, I'd love to, Kermit, but I have a frog in my throat.
What?
Just croaking with you. I mean, so, come on, let's sing.
Okay.
I can be right, I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my soul. A butcher, a baker,
an amphibian.
It makes no difference what group I'm in, 'cause I am everyday people.
A chubby one trying to be a skinny one.
Different strokes for different folks,
and so on and so on. Scooby dooby doo.
Ooh, sha sha.
Ribbit, ribbit.
We got to live together. 'Cause I am no better, and neither are you. We are the same, whatever we do.
You love me, you hate me. You know me and them.
You can't figure out what space I'm in. Ooh, sha sha.
Ribbit, ribbit.
We got to live together. 'Cause I am everyday people. Just like you, Kermit.
Yep.
That's right. I am everyday people.
And everyday frogs too.
Yep.
Blackpool lights. I heard George Harrison say the Beatles used to go and see Blackpool lights. What is that? Different place altogether? I'm in the right place, the wrong time? That's how I feel every day.
My goodness, thank you, Jack White. That was a spirited version of Jolene. That's one of Dolly's most beloved tunes. That was covered by a lot of people. It was hard to choose which one, but that live version, woo, powerful, ain't it, Pearl?
Yeah, Jack White, he's just something else, in a good way.
Well said.
Not too well said, but I do love him, and I think he's
well articulated.
Good analysis.
Yeah, I like to write three-word reviews. Pretty good, period.
Pretty good. Well, I understand.
There's some of the worst reviews are the meanest, are like those one and two-word reviews. Just like, not good.
It's like, yep, that covers it. All right.
Pass.
I may have received that review one time.
Rude.
Stung, but overcame. We also heard Emmylou Harris doing Coat of Many Colors and Dolly singing Sly Stone's Everyday People with Kermit.
Which Kermit?
Kermit the Frog.
That makes sense.
I think there was another one in there. Oh, we started off, of course, with the Great Doohickeys. We gotta get them on, I think, for a show on country duets, if we can do it.
They're good. They're good. They're cute. Yeah,
all
I
right,
like them.
Girl. I know we're trying not to let the feels in, so we get to some of your more
emotional songs that you chose in this next block. You excited to hear
them?
Yeah,
try not to choke up, all right?
All right, don't use all my Kleenex. It's Country Funk Time on the world famous X-Ray FM.
Together, you waltz right in the door, just like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little finger. Here you come again, just when I'm about to make it work without you. You look into my eyes and lie those pretty eyes, and pretty soon I'm wondering.
Stars until dawn. Me, I'll got time for one more Dolly song? And I only ever sang this song one time, and it was with Dolly. And, man, can you guys even believe I got to do that? I did. This is the most beautiful song ever written. And everybody's doing this song right now, all over the world. I'm hearing everybody sing this song, all my friends and people I don't know. And you know what? To have the whole world singing this song right now is exactly what Dolly Parton deserves. That's exactly what her legacy deserves. So please, allow me to join the chorus of people singing this sacred song tonight. If I should stay, I would only be in your way. And so I'll go, and yet I know I'll think of you each step of the way.
And I
everybody. That is our tribute to the beloved Dolly Parton with Pearl, everybody.
Pearl, that's me.
If you want to write an email to me, maybe you want to be on the show, maybe you got an idea for a theme, or maybe you want to give me a review like, not good, go for it. LonesomeCaptain at gmail.com. If you have any comments for Pearl, I'll pass them along. But I'm not giving out her email. Would you like them filtered for kindness?
Yes, please.
All right. I will do that for you. So, Did I talk about Brandi Carlile? I forget.
You didn't.
I did not. That was Brandi Carlile doing the song. We all know Whitney Houston made Unforgettable. However, I don't like that version. So we had Brandi Carlile's, and that is from the tribute from just a couple of last week. So, and we also heard Pearl's emotional favorite, her favorite Christmas song.
It's sad, but Hard Candy Christmas, if you don't cry, I don't know.
All right. See you later. Say goodbye, Pearl.
Bye, Pearl.